Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Third and five. Good protection. Pump, pump, pump. Checks it down in the left lane. Elliott's going to get a first down. 35-40. Nice downfield block. 50-40. 38-yard line. Before Cameron Curl, the third-year safety from Arkansas, trips him up. That's a pretty good result on a check down, babe. 32 yards.
And I thought I was on my way to having a fantasy day from Zeke Elliott, but kind of slowed down. From there, Cowboys still beat the Commanders 25-10. It is time for your Cowboy calls on the Diamond Factory Hotline. Hit us up here on Sean and RJ to celebrate. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Brad Sham will join us at 8:40 this morning. Jay in Dallas, start us off. Jay, you're live on the Fan.
It's times like these. You learn to believe again. It's times like these you learn to win again. It's times like these you learn how to be a Cowboys fan again. How about those Cowboys?
Yeah!
I can't believe what I saw out there yesterday. Dare I say it? We are looking at the heir apparent 0-1 Ravens defense in Dallas, Texas. Come on,
did you say Ravens type defense?
Oh, one Ravens.
Oh,
we have receivers playing defensive back. We've got bombers coming in from the safety line. We have Cowboys win, baby.
All right, okay. Thank you. Running out of steam there.
Thank you, Jay.
Running out of steam.
Look, this is part of the danger of this division. This is what happens. Now, look, you're getting the division in 2 weeks, but you're going to get the Rams before that. Be the Giants, the Commanders, and the Bengals. Bengals, obviously, the most surprising win. But I don't think we should be talking about shut down elite defense when you do it against Carson Wentz and Daniel Jones. They are a stop away from losing their employment status. They're both going to be backups in two seasons. I'm gonna guess. Daniel Jones for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, Wentz may not make it through the season alive with that offensive line and the way he doesn't. You know, the way he just he takes sacks like it's going out of style.
He won't get rid of the ball.
No, his decision making's awful.
Awful. Drew in Grand Prairie. Drew, can you follow up that phone call here on the Fan?
Yes, I can. How about them Cowboys? You know, I know a lot of people. When we started with that terrible loss against Tampa Bay, but people got to remember, we held them to 19 points. If we just score our year average from a year ago, we beat them. So our defense has been playing lights out. But apart from that, you know, everybody before the season started was saying without Tyron Smith, our line was going to be terrible. And now that it seems like as the games go by, Tyler Smith is playing better. I'm starting to call Tyler badass, Tyler Biotis a badass, because he's just plugging up those middle gaps, man. I mean, everybody's playing complimentary football. I don't know why the Cowboys do this when Dak comes back, but they'd like to play more spread and just air the ball out. But when Cooper's in there, it's like they're rushing it more better. It seems like the best plays he makes are the ones he doesn't make, you know, where he just – it seems like he's – sometimes he had an eternity back there yesterday just going through his reads and making the right reads. It feels good to watch this team grow into something special. I can't wait to see where they're going.
Thank you for the call, brother. I was going to bring this up to Bobby Bell. We didn't have enough time. We had to talk about how he ended up in the urgent care because he couldn't party with us Friday. The urgent care. Why aren't we talking about Tyler Smith enough? Seriously. Every single week we come on here and don't have an alarming issue at left tackle. Now, his PFF grade was not through the roof before this game, but can anybody recall a whiff? Can anyone recall a nightmare issue at left tackle? We're not talking about, in my opinion, Tyler Smith nearly enough. Mike in the Colony. Mike, you're live on Sean and RJ on a Victory Monday.
Hey, guys. It's easy to say that the defense is playing great, and it is. And it's easy to say about the quarterback competition. You know, as long as you're not making mistakes, you're going to win football games. But one thing to point out is that Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones bet on themselves on the wide receiver core and the offensive line, and it's paying off.
Mm.
And nobody's talking about it.
Good points. So you got CeeDee Lamb, you got Gallup, Noah Brown. They look brilliant for Noah Brown. And we also, you know, we should talk about the other side. Steele tried to get out in space yesterday, and he missed the block. It was a big loss in the run game. We haven't talked about Terrence Steele negatively.
No, we haven't. Real quick on Tyler Smith.
Left guard, they've been getting away at left guard as well.
Mm-hmm. On Tyler Smith, he is second in the NFL. Now, this does not count this week. This was through 3 weeks. His run block win rate, second highest as among all tackles in the National Football League.
Wow.
He's winning 88% of his individual matchups in run blocking.
Wow.
That's fantastic. He has done a really nice job. And that was, you know, for everybody who said, you know, I said
season over. The three-game difference. Well,
it's not even that. It's, you know, who said that, you know, they didn't do anything to help out, you know, to fix to address the Tyron replacement. I mean, they spent a one. It doesn't get more
addressed
than spending a first round pick on a position. Oh, you know, they didn't address the wide receiver. I mean, no, not in the first round. You know,
they did a CeeDee Lamb.
They did a CeeDee Lamb 2 years ago. That's addressing it, right?
And they paid Gallup.
And they drafted a three.
Jalen Tolbert inactive again. What is going on there? Yeah. That's one of those things you don't worry about while you're winning.
Sometimes you miss. Sometimes you miss on guys. And sometimes those guys take a little bit longer to get to where they need to be.
Taylor and Cleburne. Taylor, you are live on the home of the Cowboys. Go ahead.
What's going on, guys?
A lot.
So I'm getting used to this winning my whole life, and this is really nice to see. I just want to talk about CD. I haven't seen him drop a pass since that, of course, the drop last week. Is he our number one? Do you think it's true now with having Gallup back?
No, he's the number one. He's the number one. I love how he goes, I haven't seen him drop a pass. Well, since the one last week, the big drop. But look, this is a nice response. You know, the way he responded in that second half against the Giants, that showed me an awful lot. The physicality that he came up with on that 4th and 4, I'm not going to forget that for a long time. Fighting at the goal line when I thought he was scared of contact in the first half after the big drop, the one he dropped when it was tipped, that's the one I was worried about, but he responded. But no, CeeDee Lamb is the one and Michael Gallup is the two. Gallup, I mean, first game back, he only had two catches. They were two big catches, had a conversion and then the touchdown, and then he drew 60-plus yards in penalties. But CeeDee Lamb is this team's number one. That was a nasty route that he ran for the touchdown.
Yeah, it was.
Jay in Dallas. Jay, you are live on Sean and RJ.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
How's it going? So I just wanted to say a couple things. For one, I think I speak for more than just myself when I say that a lot of the good positive energy, man, is so overwhelming. You got Dez Bryant on Instagram every week showing good energy. It's good to see. It's a good time to be a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. My next point, really, to be honest with you, everybody agrees that Cooper is not as good, you know, as our QB number one. We get it. You know, but what we can all agree on is that Cooper, whatever he is, you're going to get it every single week. He's so consistent, you know, and sometimes with Dak, you don't get the consistency, you know, so it's hard to just kind of, you know, get behind him like that sometimes. But Cooper, same energy, same effort, whatever he is, you're going to get it consistently every week. And I think a lot of it's just that level of consistency that he brings to the table.
Thank you for the call. But the consistency is 220.
That was yards per game?
Yes.
That's okay, fine. So it's not great.
You can be fine with consistency. There's nothing approaching a three. Okay? So he's 235, Cincy. 215, 223. Fine. 220 yards a game doesn't win big in the National Football League unless you have a lights-out defense. And last year, they were scoring 30.
They were.
This is a result, obviously, of backup QB syndrome. And the overreaction to one game. Dak Prescott, one game. Now, you may take it back to last year. I'm going to write off a lot of that to Dak being hurt. And I am a little bit worried about Prescott in terms of reading defenses, anticipation, and knowing where to go with the football.
Yeah.
That's why I loved what he said last week. That's the biggest thing he has observed and he has noticed. But, yeah, Cooper's consistency is 220 yards a game. That's not great.
No, it's not. I will say this. If you go and look at it, you know, what are his attempts per game and how do they compare to Dak? You know, so Cooper's averaging, you know, around like 25 attempts per game. You know, Dak, if you go back to his last year, even this year. So Cooper yesterday had 27 attempts. Dak in three quarters in the opener had 29.
Well, they were getting their ass kicked.
They were getting their ass. Yeah, they were.
It depends
on how the game's going.
And how good of a quarterback are you? You're a good. Right. If you're a better quarterback, you're going to throw more.
Yeah, I mean, just go back to
the
last
Cowboys
year.
The Cowboys do not want to throw as much with Cooper Rush at quarterback.
No, they don't. But that's also why the yards per game, the yards a little bit down, because they don't throw as much. Like last year, Dak, in the final.
But why don't they throw as much? Some of that has to do with, yes, are you winning the game, but you are a backup quarterback. You don't have as much talent and ability, so we're not going to have you throw as much.
Of course, absolutely. But I'm saying it's
somewhat of an indictment on him. That the pass attempts are lower than Dak.
I think that's fair.
Jordan Love is not going to have the same amount of pass attempts as Aaron Rodgers.
I would think not. You know, they try to win the game a different way.
Sure.
So, but
there's a reason he's undrafted. You know,
there's
an undrafted free agent.
31 teams said no.
Right, and the Cowboys said no.
And they
just knew no one would pick him up.
But I mean, just you know, from a yards per game thing, just look at last year. Dak, 27 attempts, 38, 39, 37, 39, 40, 47, 43, 31, 39, 51. Like, he was getting way more pass attempts last year than Rush is getting this year per game. And there's reasons for that.
Right.
There's several reasons for that. Not least of which is you want to put the ball in Dak's hands and you want to keep the ball out of Cooper's hands at times.
At times.
Even though, to his credit, Cooper has been the best quarterback on the field in every game he started in the NFL. On that day, he's not better than Joe Burrow. He was better than Joe Burrow in week two.
Or Cousins.
It wasn't better than Cousins, but in that game last year, he was.
James in Plano. James, it is a Cowboys victory Monday. You're live on the Fan.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So, I don't know why everybody's up in arms. Dak is the QB for the Cowboys. It's great that Cooper Rush can come in and step in and lead this team to multiple victories, no losses. I know everybody was panicking. Tyron Smith, Dak Prescott, the sky's falling, 7-9, 7-8, whatever. Listen, this is a playoff team. When Dak comes back, we start getting our key players back from injury. Guess what? Who is going to stop us in the NFC? With Dak coming in, he's going to be hot, chomping at the bit to prove to everybody that he is our quarterback, that he is a top five quarterback. I don't understand where the controversy is with that. We are a playoff team. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a Cowboys-Bills Super Bowl.
Oh, Super Bowl.
I want to know what you guys think. I want to know what you guys think as far as the Cowboys record moving forward.
Yeah.
And also, do y'all really see within the next, if not this year, within the next 3 years, a Cowboys-Bills Super Bowl? I think we have what it takes, top defense. We're going to have a great offense. And as long as the running game steps up and we get our Warriors back at 100%, this team is almost going to be unstoppable, in my opinion.
Thank you for the call, James. Let's keep it to this year. You're crazy. We went from season over, I'm raising my hand. When Dak got hurt, I said season over. And now we're going to face the Bills in the Super Bowl. You are not as good as Philly. You're not as good as Tampa. You're probably not as good as the Packers. You're probably not as good as the Rams. We'll find out Sunday. But again, you're probably not going to have your starting quarterback. Super Bowl? You got your ass kicked by the San Francisco 49ers last year, and they play on a neutral field tomorrow. Who's picking who? We beat San Francisco?
Niners are probably favored today on a neutral field. Now, with Dak, I don't know.
I mean, there's four teams at least in the conference better. Chill, settle down. We're beating scrubs. Sorry, scrubs. Kelvin and Alvarado. Kevin, you are live on the Home of the Cowboys. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
All right, so I have a couple of observations. I think Pollard gets set up for failure every time he runs the ball. The design play, it doesn't seem like he's not as strength, like he doesn't have strength like Zeke, but send him to the outside on a sweep or something. And then on top of that, Cooper's playing like a backup quarterback. That's what he's doing.
A very good backup quarterback. Very good, but a very good backup quarterback.
Exactly what you want out of the backup quarterback.
Could not have predicted. I couldn't have. You have people who hate Dak. You could not have predicted he would have played to this level. He's gotten a certain amount of luck. There's four or five picks that have been dropped. I don't know if he threw up a couple of those balls yesterday knowing he had a free play. If he didn't, they got lucky with two interceptions that were brought back. The game before, or maybe it was the Bengals game, there was like three interceptions that easily could have been caught. So he's getting a little bit of luck. He's catching some breaks, but could not have asked more out of this guy, and I'm happy for him. I'm happy to be wrong.
He's been way more than just serviceable.
Yes.
Way more. He is not.
I look forward to when he drops back and he's going to go downfield. I get excited for it.
I don't really see them like limiting the offense with him. Like they're throwing a little bit less, but it doesn't feel like they're limited offensively when he's out there. They may not have the ability to, you know, put up 40, but how often does Dak really put up 40? How often does Mahomes put up 40? I mean, like it doesn't happen as often as we think in the NFL. I'll tell you what I love about him is he gets the ball out really, really fast, and it's not dink and dunk. He is a really sound decision maker.
All right, we got Brad Sham coming up at 8:40. If you want to sneak in a few more Cowboy calls, we'll take them at 877-881-1053. A Cowboys victory Monday continues on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, and it's back to Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan, segment brought to you by the personal injury lawyers, Frankel & Frankel. There's a reason you need a special license to drive a big truck, so companies that hire drivers and put them in a big truck should be held accountable for what happens when one hurts you. Frankly, you need Frankel & Frankel. Visit truckrack.com or call them 214-333-3333.
They will have the ball to start the third quarter. Dallas leads 12-7, snap to Wentz. Here comes pressure, throws it deep down the left side. It is intercepted by Diggs.
This is the guy I'm happy for. After everything that RJ Choppy and PFF put him through this offseason, Trayvon Diggs responding yesterday. What is up with Terry McLaurin in D.C.? Two catches for 15 yards? Diggs with the pick? Multiple pass breakups, just part of a suffocating defensive effort. At no point in that game, right, were you worried about the Commanders. Maybe when they were running it off the left side, you're like, oh, we're going to be able to go ahead and stop this. But Mike McCarthy just played to his defense against Carson Wentz in that horrific, horrific Commanders offense. Did I hear that correctly, that Washington had their first field goal attempt of the season yesterday? Did I see that correctly?
That's right.
First field goal attempt? Not even make the attempt. That's how bad they've been. Cowboys improved to 3-1. Brad Sham is coming up in 15 minutes. Let's knock out a few final Cowboy calls here on Sean and RJ. Doug in Dallas. Doug, you're live on the air. Thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, I want to say that Cooper Rush hits receivers on the move better than Dak does. Yesterday, how many times did their drive start on the 15-yard line or further back? And Cooper Rush, through 6 years, compare the number of snaps that he's got compared to Dak. The starter gets all the snaps, so he's not going to have as much experience. How many years was Romo here before he actually got a chance to start? If he would have started earlier, maybe he'd had a bigger career. And the
would keep Cooper Rush starting over Dak, like, no matter what, moving forward?
Well, I think, I'll be honest with you, if they had lost yesterday, I think Dak would have started in Los Angeles, mm-hmm, or where in the hell they're playing. and I think he would have lost, and then I think he would have lost to the Eagles, and everyone would just check it off. Oh, well, he's rusty. They talk about the three starts that Cooper's had this year, but no one ever mentions the first start that Dak started.
All right, thank you, Doug.
Dak was bad. Dak was bad week one.
Okay.
Terrible. He scored 3 points.
I mean, JP tweeted, Mahomes just put 41 on that Tampa defense on the road. Stop the one-game excuse nonsense for Prescott. He hasn't been good against good teams for a year. Look, the Cowboys have an issue beating over 500 teams.
They have for a long time.
They do. But stop comparing Dak Prescott to Pat Mahomes. Like, stop.
Yeah, that's fair. That's not fair. That's not fair to compare him to Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes is an all-time great. Dak Prescott is not.
And it's also, it was unfair of us, myself included, in the offseason, to compare the trade compensation that the Packers got for Davante Adams and Miami gave up for Tyreek Hill to what we got for Amari Cooper. They're not the same. And Dak ain't Patrick Mahomes. So, yeah, Patrick Mahomes could put up 41 on the road against Tampa. Dak last year put up, 29 on the road against Tampa?
Yeah. He had a fantastic game in the opener.
Yeah, this year, he stunk.
And, with new weapons.
He had new weapons. His decision-making slow right now. At least in week one it was. It was very slow. Mm-hmm. And you could see that by the amount of sacks that he took in that game in three quarters of a game versus what Cooper has taken in three games and a quarter.
Yeah.
Which is half the amount of sacks that Dak took in that game. So, and part of that is decision making.
And two bad opponents.
And two bad opponents.
The Giants and Commanders.
Uh-huh. And that's a big part of it. Big part of it.
Robert and Burleson. Robert, you are live on Sean and RJ. Go ahead, brother.
Everybody's talking about this as a Cooper versus Dak. Guys, I'm going to say something. I'm going to predict something. Cooper Rush will be Red 2.0. We can have them both. It'll start in the year 2030. Jerry's like, oh, Cooper won me four games. I got to get him as head coach. Red 2.0. We're going to do both. It's going to be great.
He can be He can be Kellen's offensive coordinator.
No, guys. Listen, Cooper is going to be great because that's exactly what Jerry wants. Steven, we got to get Cooper. We got to put him on the line. We got to put him on the headset. We got to get him there. I messed up on the first red. 2.0 is going to be even better. We're going to sell out tickets every single game. There's not a conspiracy of who's starting quarterback. It's really who's the starting head coach. Let's go, Cowboys!
Who's the starting head coach?
Thanks for the call, Rob. Mike in Fort Worth. Mike, you are live on the Diamond Factory Hotline on a Cowboys Monday.
Yeah, I agree. Let's not get ahead of Cooper Rush is not the starter. There is no quarterback controversy in Dallas. Any credible football person like you or Toppy, not a casual fan, but know what they're talking about, should be fired if they're calling for Cooper Rush to be the starter. Now, he's played great, no doubt about it, but he doesn't have the arm strength as Dak. I can see Dak throwing that ball across the middle like hitting Amari Cooper or Jimmy Lamb. He's got a lot of power. He's got a lot of spin on that ball. He's got a strong arm. Cooper Rush has played great. But he's not the starter, let's be clear. And another point, Pollard should not be starting because him and Zeke, they're about equal. Well, it's like that rule on the field. If there's a penalty and the refs look at it and it can't really be determined, well, then the play stands on the field. In other words, Zach and Zeke are so close that Zeke should be the starter. Until Pollard shows he's that much better than Zeke, you know, it's like that rule where the refs look at the call.
Thanks for the call, Mike. You're off to a good start. Then we went a little sideways there with the running back comparison.
I think Dak does have a stronger arm than Cooper. The one thing that Cooper does that Dak won't, or at least hasn't done in over a year, Dak does not work the middle of the field downfield anymore. And that is, you got to eat there. The great quarterbacks, they throw the ball downfield over the middle. And Dak doesn't do that as much as he used to. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on, but he doesn't, especially, I mean, definitely didn't do it in week one. He is not working, and Cooper did. You know, the touchdown pass to CD, it's a great throw. It was a better route. But Cooper, if you go look at the chart, they chart this next gen. His throws over the middle deep over the middle is considered 15 yards downfield, much higher rate than Dak.
Jerry, after the game, even if Dak is healthy, any chance to sit him because Rush is winning?
There's no thoughts about that because it's, first of all, we've got to see generally if in fact that he's in a position to play a ball game. And we've got to get ready to play, of course, beginning here the first of the week. So we'll see how that goes. I don't have any way. Have no way by talking to a doctor or even by talking with Dak. I have no way to assess whether or not he's going to be able to play this week.
Oh, I thought he was back.
I thought he was back.
You know, as soon as he, you know, broke his hand, you told us no IR. It's going to be a miracle. Well, now the S has hit the fan and it's real. He definitely doesn't want to start any type of controversy. I don't think I'm going to rely on Nick Eatman 1 hour from now. I don't think Dak will be good to go against the Rams, and he comes back against the Eagles. David in Florida, listening on the Odyssey app. David, you're next up on Sean and RJ.
Hey, guys. Great to talk to you. I love watching you guys on the YouTube. I watch you every morning. So
yeah, thank buddy. You, sir. Thank
anyway.
You.
We hey, sexy, I just want to say, can you guys play that Snap to Cooper?
Oh.
I love that tape. But
what is
I'm
it?
Here.
It was it was called App State or something like that last year. Snap to Cooper.
Oh,
it was. Yeah. Oh, wait, it was like Jacksonville yeah. State or something.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, something like that. And you guys played it over and over one day. And when that guy was talking about Cooper, you should have said Snap to Cooper. Hey, I'm calling on the run game.
Yeah.
And I'm here to rag on Dalton Schultz. I've been ragging on Dalton Schultz the entire season. This guy cannot run block. And the defenses know it. And a perfect example would be proof would be look at the game last week against the Bungles. They put those two rookies in there, and that's all they did. It was block, and they made a few nice catches. So my thing is, I think that coming at the end of the year, if Dalton Schultz isn't traded, and Jerry, Please trade Dalton Schultz. He's no good. He can catch. That's about the only thing he can do. But I also recommend that you trade him, get something for him before the end of the season, because I wouldn't sign him.
Well, he needs Dak Prescott back more than anybody.
Yeah, he does. He absolutely does.
He got blanked yesterday. He got shut out. He had two catches against the Bengals. Did not play against the Giants. He had 7 for 62 in the opener. So on the year, contract year, 9 for 80 for Schultz. All right, JD in Arlington, you're up next here on 105 Through the Fan. Go ahead, JD. Hey, is this the JD?
No, a different JD.
Okay.
But I have been, let's just go with some Cowboy stuff.
Yeah.
Good Monday. Let's talk about Kellen Moore. When are we getting a new offensive coordinator? This guy's good with backups, but he can't play with the QB1. That's kind of where I'm coming from. I don't like how this guy runs our offense. Haven't since we've had him. He wants to be Andy Reid without Andy Reid. Watched Mahomes and them boys yesterday, and the way they move that offense and put you in one-on-one matchups, they just make people look silly. And I feel like he wants to do that and can't.
I told you there'd be some more Kellen Moore credit during this little streak. Yeah. Than when they were 12-5 last year, scoring 30 a game.
I don't know that, like, now's the time for, you know,
Kellen Moore credit.
Kellen Moore criticism.
Oh, criticism.
Right?
Well, he's trying to give him credit for saying, why is he better with backups than with starters?
Yeah, but that's now he's like, he wants a new coordinator because he can't figure out Dak. Where am I missing? They were first in offense last year. Like, how is he? How do we think that he is not good with the quarterback? What is going on?
It's not good enough.
Wait, what is better than first? Zero?
You ain't first, you last.
I mean, you're first. What am I missing?
877-881-1053 to hit us up here. Thank you, Peyton. Good job taking the calls and getting the texts. Let's check in with the voice of America's team. He had the call of the game. How excited is Brad Sham? We'll catch up with him next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Wentz in the gun. They're sending six. Wentz gets rid of it over the middle. It's intercepted. It is Deron Bland, the rookie, with maybe a game-sealing interception on a pass for Curtis Samuel.
He is the voice of America's team. He joins us every Cowboys Monday at this time. He's Brad Sham here on Sean and RJ via the Diamond Factory Hotline. When do you leave the stadium for a noon game, and how much other NFL football can you take in after a win like that?
I was able to get home to see. So the answer to the first question is, it depends on what's going on, but about an hour. I go into the locker room afterwards and talk to as many guys as I can. And one thing I found out yesterday is when there's a noon home game, they are out of there in a hurry because they want to enjoy the rest of the day off, which is a rare thing for them. So I was able to talk to Bland and Mukwamu, who I thought played real well, and a couple of other guys. Three or four other guys I wanted to talk to were already gone. So then I go next door and I do the our post-game show. So I'm usually home by about 5 hours after the start of the game, and I was able to see most of the second half. Certainly a quarter and a half of Green Bay-Tampa, and then I had some work to do, and I watched the Sunday night game.
What has impressed you about the job, or what has just impressed you about the way Mike McCarthy has navigated through all of this to 3-1?
You know, this is such a different team than last year. I think we can fall easily into the trap of remembering they lost to Tampa last year, and then they scored a lot of points, and then they went on a run. This, you know, that team had a whole bunch of newcomers who were veterans, like 8 of them on defense, but they'd come from all over the league. This team's got a dozen rookies, so he is having to make sure that the Blands and the McQuamus and the young guys who are contributing earlier than he really wanted them to understand that just because you went to New Jersey on a Monday night and won, you're not in the playoffs yet. You haven't arrived. That's on top of all the extras. So then you get throw in your quarterback went out, and you got to figure out how to navigate that and the rookie left tackle, all of that stuff. I think it's been a harder job than people realize this year because of all of them. It's what he's getting paid for now.
Yeah.
But I think it's a really good coaching job so far, and it's worth paying attention to.
Who were some of the guys that really jumped out to you with their performance yesterday on the Cowboys side of things?
There were some on defense that McQuamu was everywhere, but I thought Vander Esch was going to make every tackle for a while. And then I thought Wilson was going to make every tackle for a while. Mm-hmm. And so those two guys were tremendous. You know, Lawrence was really, really good, and Barr keeps making contributions. And, I mean, I think all the way through that defense, they've got guys who are – you can ask the question every week, and it's going to be somebody else. But Vander Esch really caught my attention yesterday, and that means the guys in front of him are funneling plays – to the middle linebacker, because that's how they started in a 4-3 yesterday. And then I think they on offense, if you think back to just kind of pull the lens back and think of how big the pocket seemed to be for Rush so often, the pass protection had to be really, really good. Now, the run game was not exactly what they wanted all the time. But I'll tell you, Elliott runs so hard, and sometimes there's stuff that's not there. And I'm just really impressed with how he approaches his job and how he comes to it. Obviously, Lamb has taken a big stride since the first week, and it was hard not to notice Gallup and just appreciate what he's – the picture we all saw on Twitter of him getting a big hug from Prescott after the touchdown – kind of symbolizes what his teammates think of him and the appreciation they all have for how hard he worked to come back. So it's hard not to be impressed by that.
Brad, it's interesting you because you brought up Vander Esch. The fan text has been killing him all morning. What did you see in his game? And maybe being in the stadium changed things up for you a little bit. What did you see in his game?
What are they killing him about, RJ?
Rush defense, mainly.
Well, I don't know how much he was. First of all, the big plays that they made in the running game were on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
That's really because there's an end and or a safety or corner who is not holding containment over there. I know Fowler got turned inside out a couple of times. And that's where those edge runs come from. I mean, just go back and watch and see what Vander Esch did from the beginning of the game. He was attacking, and yet he is maintaining his gap and his responsibility. I think that people who are blaming Vander Esch for Washington's running game weren't watching the same game that I was. I think he's had an excellent year.
Brad Sham here on 105.3 The Fan. What has surprised you the most, or what attributes jump out to you the most about the way that Cooper Rush has been playing?
The word that first comes to mind is calm. I mean, we all kind of expect, because he is a backup quarterback, quote-unquote backup quarterback, which I mean technically he is, that he's going to rattle You know, this is not Ben DiNucci. I don't mean to slam DiNucci, but, you know, what we saw a couple of years ago when two men went down and DiNucci had to start in Philadelphia, this isn't that. And it's he made one bad decision yesterday, that and he got helped out on it by a penalty on the defense. But that's the only bad decision I really remember. Now, he's had a couple of throws, the execution of which he would like to have back. But that you can say that for any quarterback almost in any game. He made one bad decision yesterday, and he hasn't made them. So he does not rattle. I sat down in his locker with him last week before the trip to New Jersey, Sean, and I said, because he'd been talking about being vocal, being a leader, and that kind of thing, which quarterbacks typically, you know, they got to have a kind of an A personality because right. they're – so he said, yeah, I'm just not that guy. And I sat down, not recording anything. It wasn't an interview. I said, yeah, have you always been kind of – reserved? And yeah, I said, well, when you've been a quarterback like most of your life, did you have to kind of work at it to be more assertive? So, and he said he did at first. He did. I mean, you look at his records in college now, the guy was an outstanding college football player. So he said he did have to change a little bit, and then he kind of figured out that this was something he could do, and then he can revert to type. But he is not a big rah-rah guy, and yet he is able to command the huddle, and every game that goes by, their confidence in him increases because he doesn't panic, he doesn't rattle, he doesn't make bad decisions. So I think that calm demeanor, especially when you are replacing the guy, I think that's a huge attribute.
Do you have any feeling or are you hearing anything about Dak's availability for the Rams?
I'm not hearing anything, but just the fact that he hasn't really been able to grip or throw the ball yet, I don't see how. You know, I mean, if Jerry Jones can be a doctor, I can be a doctor. Right? He and I went to the same medical school. I don't know how many people know that. So I'm just going to say I don't see how it's even possible that he would have, like, no practice and then maybe get a couple of days of practice and then be ready to play. If things happen, we get surprised all the time. But I don't see any way that it would make sense to me based on what we know on Monday morning that he would play against the Rams. And then, by the way, it's fair to say that if he were to come back and play against Philadelphia, that was kind of what Jerry told you guys and what he said on the fan like the day after the surgery, and he got roundly hooted for that. Mm. And it reminds me to remind people, Jerry, you don't have to like him, but he doesn't make stuff like that up. Mm. Someone told him that. If he says something like that, he didn't just pull that out of his hat. Someone told him that. So he then likes to be the one to convey the message. But people kind of hooted him for saying that, but they're going to have to take it back if Dak comes back and plays against the Eagles.
Yes. Have you seen or have you and Babe noticed any adjustments in the way that Trayvon Diggs is playing with the knock on him in the offseason? Yeah, the picks, but the big yards with the outstanding game he had yesterday?
I just think he's better. I actually did get to talk to him about that yesterday after the game, too, because there's no doubt in my mind that he is better as a cover corner than he was a year ago, besides the interceptions. You have to cover, obviously, to intercept the ball. But the number of times that he is knocking the ball down, he's not going to be perfect. That's okay. But there's no doubt in my mind that he has worked at it very hard. I think he's prideful. And I think he is a little thin-skinned. I think he has heard all of the raps, read the stuff on Twitter, takes to heart and somewhat personally that people think he's a liability if he's not intercepting the ball. And I think that shows in that tackle in the Cincinnati game that kind of sealed it, you know, at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And it shows in the way that he is knocking down two and three balls a game that he doesn't intercept. I think he's a better player than he was a year ago, and that's to be expected for a young guy in, you know, in his second, third, fourth year. You'd like to see him get better a little bit every year, but, you know, it's also a plus to him. He's worked at it.
You got a player show tonight?
Dorrance Armstrong, the concrete cowboy in the Star District.
Oh, man. Bottle service, popping bottles, Brad.
Come on. Come on.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. You guys have a great day.
The voice of America's team, Brad Sham, every Monday at this time on the Diamond Factory Hotline. Nick Eatman at 9:20. He was in Arlington along with a ton of other Tolos for the Cowboys win over the Commanders. Let's go around the rest of the NFL and the NFC East next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.